Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Jonathan Abamonte reports. India government pushes to legalize abortion of children with disabilities. The government of India is set to introduce a bill in the national parliament that would legalize abortion up to birth for unborn children with substantial fetal abnormalities. The bill would also change the legal limit for abortion from 20 weeks to 24 weeks for survivors of rape, victims of incest, and other vulnerable women, including minors and women with mental disabilities. The bill would also remove a requirement in Indian law requiring that there be two consenting doctors to approve an abortion after 12 weeks. The bill would require that only one doctor need approve an abortion up to 20 weeks. By 20 weeks gestation, a baby can already stretch and move around and make sucking motions. Research shows substantial evidence that an unborn baby can feel pain by 20 weeks. Currently, abortion in India is illegal after 20 weeks and legal after that point only, in dire cases to save the life of the mother. The abortion bill has gained approval at the highest level of the Indian government. The bill is being introduced by the Union Cabinet, a high-level committee of the Prime Minister's Cabinet composed of the top-ranking members in the Indian government. The Union Cabinet is chaired by India Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Indian government has made clear that the abortion bill is intended to not only expand access to abortion, but to expand the utilization of abortion for eugenic purposes. The government's objective in introducing the bill is, and I quote, "for expanding access of women to safe and legal abortion services on therapeutic, eugenic, humanitarian, or social grounds," end quote. The abortion bill titled the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Bill 2020 is set to be introduced in Parliament soon. Christian bishops in India have blasted the government's abortion bill, calling on members of parliament to oppose the measure. If the government aims a progressive reform through this, they should clarify what development they aim to bring by killing innocent babies, said an official spokesperson for the Synodal Commission of the Syro-Malabar Church, an ancient Eastern Syriac church in India. The decision by the cabinet to move on the bill is baffling, since the government just last September, in a staunchly worded statement, defended India's 20-week abortion limit. That came in a case being argued before the Indian Supreme Court over whether to allow an abortion for a woman pregnant at 26 weeks. In an affidavit sent to the court, the government then argued that the, and I quote, "right to reproductive autonomy does not outweigh the interest of the state in protecting the life of the baby in the womb, especially from the point of viability, that is, from the period of 20 weeks onwards," end quote. It argued further that, and I quote, "personal freedom of choice of an individual cannot curtail the freedom or choice of other individuals, especially the most vulnerable and persons who are defenseless," end quote. Abortion has long been legal in India. In 1971, the country became one of the first developing countries in the world to legalize abortion under a law titled the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, 1971. This is known as the MTP Act. That was a full 2 years before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion in the United States in its infamous Roe v. Wade decision. The Indian government in 1971 had legalized abortion up to 20 weeks under broad socioeconomic grounds, including physical and mental health of the mother, in cases of fetal disability, in cases of rape, and in cases of contraceptive failure. With the introduction of the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Bill 2020, however, the Indian government is now claiming that it is necessary to legalize abortion up to 24 weeks in cases of rape, incest of minors, and women with disabilities in order to reduce maternal mortality due to unsafe abortions. Smriti Irani, Minister of Textiles and Minister of Woman and Child Development, is a member of the Union Cabinet. Now that's the authority responsible for introducing the abortion bill. Irani argued that legalizing abortion up to 24 weeks is necessary to, and I quote, reduce maternal mortality and morbidity arising out of unsafe abortions, end quote. The minister further claimed that the 1971 MTP Act is outdated, since medical technology has developed since the early 1970s. That alleged progress evidently includes methods such as abortion pills and vacuum aspiration. Smriti argues that those will allow for safer abortions in advanced stages of pregnancy. Well, Minister Irani's claims are misleading. It is rare for abortionists to use abortion pills after 20 weeks in contexts where abortion is legal due to the risk that the child could in some instances be born alive. The technological development of the abortion pill will have no effect on the abortions performed after 20 weeks that the abortion bill proposes to legalize. Union Minister Irani also cites a study which claims that deaths from unsafe abortion constitute 10-13% of all maternal deaths in India. But the study she cites found that only 9% of women in the study died due to both induced abortions and natural miscarriages combined. That's a far cry from the claim that 10-13% of Indian maternal deaths are due to unsafe abortion alone. There is no evidence that changing the legal limit for abortion in India from 20 to 24 weeks will make abortion any safer. The overwhelming majority of abortions in India take place within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. India's high induced abortion mortality rate has little to nothing to do with abortion not being legal after 20 weeks. It has much more to do with the fact that most abortions in India are either self-inflicted through the use of abortion pills, carried out in a private doctor's office, or are carried out by unqualified providers. A widely cited 2018 study published in The Lancet found that 91% of abortions using the pill were either from private doctor's offices or self-inflicted. Moreover, 2.4 surgical abortions per 1,000 women of reproductive age were performed at neither public nor private clinics, with even basic operating theater capacity. As for abortions being unsafe, well, abortion is always unsafe for the unborn child. He or she is always killed as a result of the procedure. According to the 2018 Lancet study, there were an estimated 15.6 million abortions committed in India in 2015. If abortion in India is legalized up to 24 weeks in certain cases, and up to birth in cases of fetal disability, the number of abortions will likely climb higher still. Over the past few years, India's courts have taken up a slew of abortion cases addressing the question of whether abortion should be permitted after the 20-week limit in cases of rape and where the unborn child has a disability or deformity. In 2016, the Supreme Court of India ignored the MTP's Act 20-week abortion limit when it approved of an abortion for a woman who was allegedly raped by her ex-boyfriend. She was pregnant with a 24-week-old child with severe congenital defects. In 2017, the Supreme Court suspended the law's 20-week limit multiple times, in one case allowing a woman to abort at 23 weeks gestation, and in another permitting an abortion for a Mumbai woman pregnant with a 24-week-old child with anencephaly. Anencephaly, a rare birth defect where the child is born missing parts of the brain and skull, is usually fatal for the infant soon after birth, though there are several known cases where a child born with anencephaly goes on to live for years after birth. However, India's Supreme Court has also upheld the 20-week limit in cases with unborn children diagnosed with non-fatal congenital abnormalities. In 2017, the Supreme Court denied a woman's petition to abort her 26-week-old child with Down syndrome. In the words of the court, the woman's request was denied because, and I quote, "we have a life in our hands," end quote. Courts in India have also denied requests for abortion of unborn children diagnosed with fatal congenital abnormalities if the pregnancy is too far along. In 2018, a Mumbai High Court denied a woman's request for abortion at 31 weeks, even though the child had been diagnosed with a severe life-threatening neurological abnormality. On the other end of the spectrum, the Delhi High Court in December 2018 authorized an abortion for a 16-year-old victim of rape, pregnant at 22 weeks. The court ignored warnings from the medical board at the hospital where the abortion was requested that an abortion at the late stage of development would be a risk to the mother's health. In 2019, the same Delhi court also permitted a woman to abort her child at 25 weeks after the child was diagnosed with a congenital abnormality. And the High Court in West Bengal last year gave the authorization for a woman to abort her child at 29 weeks gestation after the child was diagnosed with Down syndrome. That's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.